go.
All right, gals and pals, game on. It's time for the Sports Gal Pal Podcast, where we help gals and their pals come together over sports. Don't hate the game, love the game.
Or at least find out why he loves it so much.
Now your host, the Sports Gal Pal herself, Ramona Rice.
Well, hey there, Gal Pal Nation. Welcome to another episode of the Sports Gal Pal Podcast, where I help you understand why he screams at the TV during a game. I'm your host, Ramona Rice. You can connect with me on Twitter at Sports Gal Pal, and of course, on sportsgalpal.com. It is Thursday, gals and pals. That means a full lineup of sports this weekend, because this is the best time of year for sports. All four major leagues, professional team, divisions, whatever you want to call them. I'm so excited. I can't even get the words out. They're all playing right now. We've got baseball in postseason glory, the World Series. We're going to get into that. NFL's going strong. NBA just tipped off. NHL. We're not talking about NHL though, because I don't really understand hockey. I'm sorry. If you are a hockey expert, come on the show and you can explain it. My guest is giggling at me right now. I have a very special guest today. It is Ryan, the Jaguar super fan from Next Fan Up. So happy to have you back, Ryan.
I am happy to be here. How's it going?
It is good. All right. Before we get started, I'd like to address a little controversy that happened. You were one of the very first super fans that came on when I did that crazy two-a-day experiment. You were one of the braver ones. I think you were the first one. Yes, you were the very first one. You were. And you were fantastic. And I told Pod Vader, your fearless leader and my podcasting mentor, though he's made me very cross. We're going to get into that. About how great you were. But Pod Vader honed in. I told him how great, you know, a lot of you were, especially those beginning guys. The first couple guys were you, Sam, Brian, and Tim. And those are all guys who have come on my podcast again and again. And they banter with me on Twitter. And it's a lot of fun. And I love it. And obviously, there was that whole flirtgate nonsense between myself and Tim. I think you recall that. It was talked about a lot on your show. A little bit, yeah. I would like it to be known, because you actually talked about it on the show where Pod Vader was like, oh, Ramona and Tim. And she just went on and on and on about him. I went on and on and on about you, too. And you seemed like your feelings were hurt because you didn't hear that. So I'm sorry Pod Vader did not convey the full appreciation of me to you for doing that. So I just want to, on behalf of Gal Pal Nation, say, Ryan, thank you.
You're welcome. I remember we were just recording one of the Next Fan Up podcasts, and he mentioned that kind of out of nowhere. So I need you to know that I'm a very sarcastic, playful person. You probably know. So if it sounded like my feelings were hurt, they weren't. I was just going. I was rolling with the punches. I'm okay. You know, if whoever's your favorite, it's totally fine. I knew we had a good time. And Tim is very entertaining as well. But hey, thanks. Thank you.
You are my favorite because you're here right now. So let's get started. You want to start with NFL? Let's start with – Ryan is an interesting sports fan. He and I like similar things, and then we don't like similar things. So I'm like, hey, let's talk about this. He goes, no, I don't want to talk about that.
I'm just honest.
And then he's like – I know. And then he's like, I want to talk about this. I'm like, but I don't want to talk about that yet. He goes, okay, I'll handle that. So this is a very interesting episode. So I'm very excited about this. But let's start with something we both agree on, the NFL. I don't know about you. Real quick, let's talk about both of our teams are on bye. I am super happy the Philadelphia Eagles are on bye, because this has not been an enjoyable football season, both college and professional, Ryan. It has been exhausting. I'm definitely ready for it to be over. Like, if the NFL and college football seasons ended today, I would be perfectly okay with it.
Oh, you can't say that. The football's the best. Once it's over, then you will be yearning for it again next year.
No, because I will be in the glory that is college basketball, and Virginia is going to be so, so good this year.
Okay. That's fun, yeah. Too. But we knew it was going to be a weird season for the Eagles, didn't I? I'm not sure what you thought, but I kind of veered toward I didn't think the season was going to go that well because there was too many changes, but I wouldn't have been surprised if they were like the one seed in the NFC as well. So it was going to be a weird year no matter what happened. It's not over yet. That's all I'll say. It's not over yet.
It's just awful. But let's talk about something. You, your Jaguars And you said it on the podcast that you had faith in them. They're actually doing decent. I mean, you know, we weren't expecting them to make the playoffs this year. You even said that. But you would be happy with an improvement and, you know, see strides. I'm starting to see it. I mean, you guys looked, I mean, here's the thing, you know, in London last week, you guys, you know, were ahead and then you lost the lead, but you found a way to win. And that, I think, shows tremendous progress because worse teams are simply just going to give up. And you guys fought through and you came out with a victory. It wasn't the best victory, but it was a victory.
I love that you said that. And I agree. At the watching that game, you couldn't imagine my emotions because we're up 27-3, and there was the two defensive scores within 7 seconds, which I feel like isn't even being talked about on ESPN and NFL Network and all that stuff. They skipped ahead to when it was like 27-16 or something. But EJ Manuel, we score. EJ Manuel fumbles. We return it for a touchdown. The very next play, when they get it back, he throws a pick six, and I'm just riding high, and everything's going great. But a lot of times when scores happen like that, some of the, like, the offense can't get into a rhythm because they're not even on the field. And so everything just started going down. But when we lost the lead, I just sat there kind of catatonic, like, oh no, here we go again. But yes, they drove down the field. And at the end of the day, we won. And right now, especially with not having many wins in the last few years, I'll take a win. However, I don't care how. And I was very glad to see Blake Bortles take him down and get the game-winning drive for sure.
Plus, with the AFC South, I mean, I thought, you know, everybody's calling the NFC least. The AFC South is the worst division in football right now. And it's not you guys. It's the Colts and the Texans sneaking up. Between, you know, the Texans, and now they got rid of him, but the quarterback couldn't figure out how to get onto a charter plane. I'm like, what? You can't figure that out?
Ooh, I love all the turmoil that's going on in the division because the Titans are bad, like I thought they would be. The Texans, Mallett can't find the plane. And the Colts have a lot of weird, is Pagano going to get fired? The GM and owner are fighting in the locker room. And as a Jaguars fan, I love seeing that. So it's very interesting. I want to give a shout out to Dan, the Colts super fan, actually, because when we did a few AFC South previews on Next Fan Up, we both talked about how we didn't think the Texans were going to be any good at all. And apparently it turns out no team in the division is good. And yes, this is basically the NFC South of last year. It scares me to talk about like playoff scenarios for the Jaguars, even though we're one game back, because you got to see a couple wins get strung together. But it's true, the Colts aren't very good either right now. So anything can happen. And I'll try to remain optimistic. I'd just like to see a few more wins from Jacksonville for sure.
I don't blame you. All right, so both our teams are on bye, so I'm going to enjoy a nice football weekend where I'm just watching football for football's sake and for fantasy, so I'm really excited about that. Let's get started. So Thursday night, they've got a great matchup. I mean, a couple weeks ago, I'll be honest with you, I was not looking forward to this matchup because Miami was playing like absolute garbage, and all of a sudden, they got rid of the one guy. They brought in like the Hulk. Literally, I think he can chew glass. Like, I think he does. And
I love that Joe Philbin is just the one guy now. Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I'm like, whatever. You know, the only Philbin I care about is Regis, and he's retired. But yeah, Pats versus Miami. I think that's going to be an awesome, awesome game. Thursday night football. I really want to see, because that defense in Miami looks so much better already within two games. Now, this is going to be their first true test. And actually, you know, I feel like at some point the Patriots are due a loss, just because, again, I hate them and their fans so, so much. If you are a Patriots fan, I don't feel bad for hating you. I'm over you, Pod Vader. You know, it's just one of those things. I'm over it. I'm over them. So, and their nonsense and their whining. But I am looking forward to this game. I'm curious to see what you think and who. I mean, again, that offense, I feel like the Patriots, they have the best triplets, you know, right now. Gronk looks fantastic. Brady, of course, Edelman. They all look really good. So I'm just curious, can that Miami defense figure out a way to stop them? And then can Ryan Tannehill and Landry, can they just figure it out? I don't know.
Well, first of all, I just want to I just want to let the Patriots fans know that I don't really mind them. I have no problem with the Patriots. So I'm just putting that out there. But I do love this matchup as well. And I know a few Dolphins fans, actually. So I would love if they get their fill and get to beat New England. And I love this matchup here. But the same time, if you're asking me what I expect, I do expect the Patriots to win. But that being said, to me, that doesn't mean that the Dolphins are all of a sudden bad again and they regress completely to what they were a couple weeks ago. Dan Campbell, the Hulk, as you said, he's got these teams winning like 80-0 at halftime so far, and this will be their first true test. And it is nice to see them start being competitive again rather than what they were with Philbin. And I'm looking forward to Thursday. You could probably hear it in my voice. I expect the Patriots to take care of business on Thursday, but that doesn't, if the Dolphins lose to the Patriots, that doesn't mean that all their momentum is gone or all of a sudden they're regressing. I know they played two bad teams and then possibly they're going to lose to a great team, but that doesn't mean that they're fully going backwards. And Miami obviously looks recharged with Dan the Man Campbell now.
Okay, glass eater. They are playing, at Patriots Home Stadium, Gillette Field. So I am concerned about that, You know, just because that home field advantage is so, so important. But again, we shall see. I'm pulling for the Dolphins just because, again, I think New England needs to get knocked down. It's just a personal bias. You know why? I mean, seriously, they're fan. You know, they're just, we've been oppressed. I'm like, you're not oppressed. You want a Super Bowl. Shut up.
You know what? Oppressed. Oh, yeah. No, not at all. No. Like I hear a lot of times, I feel like Giants fans get kind of miserable and down, and I'm just like, give me a break. Won two Super Bowls.
Don't even get me started on Giants fans. There's not enough podcast time in the world, Ryan. Oh, my God. But we beat them, so I'm okay with that.
True. And we can agree on that one. And trust me, I do understand personal biases, and we will be talking about one of those coming up, I know.
Okay, yeah, a couple actually you have strong opinions about things. Okay, next game I'm looking forward to, Bengals-Steelers. So I think it all depends on if Roethlisberger starts. That's the big question. Roethlisberger starts and he can get some momentum. He's got all of his offensive weapons back and the defense is looking better. They could win. Everybody was like with Kansas City, oh, they couldn't win in Kansas City. It's a road game with freaking, no-name quarterback. Come on. Road games are hard. You know, just because Kansas City doesn't have Jamal Charles doesn't make them completely irrelevant. Like, everybody's discounting the fact that Kansas City, the majority of those games were played on the road, their losses. That's hard. And their other losses were kind of close. So don't totally discount Kansas City. Can't believe I'm saying that. But
you're speaking the truth. It's hard to win on. No. I completely agree. It's hard to win on the road. And the Steelers still didn't, they didn't have Ben Roethlisberger. They're starting a rookie quarterback. And he makes some plays down the field. But overall, didn't quite do enough. I thought it was the right choice to start him. Although, maybe that's not even relevant because I don't know if Vic was able to play. But anyway, of course it's a tough game. I agree with you. I agree.
Plus, the Bengals are coming off a bye. And historically, I was looking back at their record, again, when teams take breaks, that's sometimes not the best thing. So, I've gotten a lot of flack from Bengals fans, particularly there's a podcast Inside the Jungle with Nick Superling, who was a guest on my podcast. He's been a guest on your podcast and he's great. But he tweeted me a couple days ago and he's like, so how you feel about the Steelers now, as you claim that they were going to win the AFC North? I'm like, well, at the time I believed that and they still have the capability to do so. They could take advantage of, the Bengals right now can take advantage of a weak division with Baltimore and their nonsense. The Browns, their quarterback, for God's sakes, got injured by running to a wall. I mean, that's its own kind of
the old Gus Frat play. Anyone knows why?
Healthy, fully stocked Steelers team is a threat because guess what? To win a division, they just need to beat the other divisions. Who cares what's going on outside of it? Who cares what games they've lost outside the division? That's my thoughts.
Well, we basically agree here because I'll tell you right now, I don't know if you know this, but on Next Fan Up, we all made predictions at the end of the year for many, many things, but the Steelers are my AFC team for the Super Bowl, and I still feel strongly that, there you go. Well, I feel like they can be that team, and I feel like they can be that team if they lose this Sunday, because this is going to be a tough game. I love this matchup because the Bengals are playing as well as anybody in the league. They're a complete team. Andy Dalton all of a sudden looks like Tom Brady or somebody, which is crazy. But this is in Pittsburgh, and Ben Roethlisberger is expected to start. So I certainly think that the Steelers have a chance to win this game. But, you know, I picked them. Honestly, we picked a lot of the divisions, too, and I picked them as a wild card team, but I still picked them for the Super Bowl. So these are two really strong, in my opinion, two of the best in the AFC. So even if Pittsburgh's record doesn't show it right now, they're 4-3, but they treaded water very nicely without Ben Roethlisberger. Like, it didn't go perfectly, but that went really well. If you look at it, they're without their star quarterback, and they won. Was it? They went 2-2, I think, which is perfect. That's what you want your backups to do. Now you Absolutely. Get Big Ben back, and they can make a run again. Now it's definitely one of the best matchups on Sunday, and I don't think it determines anything for the Super Bowl, but it would be a nice step for either team in the division, obviously.
Absolutely, absolutely. Last game of that I'm looking forward to, Packers Broncos, undefeated teams, Rodgers versus Manning, that amazing Broncos defense, which is really keeping the Broncos in line, and also a weaker schedule and a weaker division, let's be honest. And then the Packers, they're the Packers. I mean, they're just – they're the Packers. Do I need to say anything more? I mean, it's Aaron Rodgers, no. For God's sakes.
I completely agree. And you give credit to the Broncos defense, which is certainly due, but let's give credit to the Green Bay defense. And I know this sounds crazy because they're coming off the game where they
Clay
gave
Matthews. What in the world? Just all of it. It's so good.
Oh, okay. It's gonna be a low-scoring game. So the last game they let Phillip Rivers have 500 yards or whatever, and that sounds really bad, and it is, but they only gave up 20 points, and this defense is playing just at the top of their game for, I think, every other game this year, except for maybe the beginning, the Bears game. But anyway, this defense is good too. Clay Matthews is ridiculously good. They drafted two cornerbacks in the first and second round, and they're both playing well and making plays for them. We have Rodgers. We have Brady. Rodgers is Manning. How could I?
I know.
Mistake? I hate Peyton Manning. So we have the best quarterback in the league, and we have a top 20 guy right now. I don't mean to pile on. Look, I don't like Peyton Manning. I just said it, but he is one of the best of all time, and it is kind of sad to see him right now. He's just not. It's not the same. I don't enjoy watching somebody get older and not be able to do the things that he once did. But obviously, right now, Rodgers, it doesn't have to be said, is much, much better. But, you know, we're in Denver. Denver has a tough defense, and the Packers' offense really hasn't been that great in the last few weeks. I kind of agree with you. I think it'll be a low-scoring game, which is kind of funny to say when you have these two quarterbacks, but it's going to be a really, really fun Sunday night matchup.
I agree. I'm looking really forward to it. So next is college football.
I'm just going to say real quick, too, because could possibly, you know, obviously one of these two teams is staying undefeated. I would really love to see, because I believe – if the Packers were to win and then Carolina wins on Monday night, they play each other the next week. So you could have another undefeated matchup for 2 weeks in a row. And they're obviously in the same conference. That would just be really great to see for 2 weeks in a row.
That would be good to see. That's a good point. I'm still mad at Carolina for being awesome and the Eagles for not being awesome, but that's okay because I do like Jimmy Sex, and it's just a weird football season. The whole, it's a very top heavy football season. The teams that are good are really good, and the teams that are bad are just really, really bad. And then there's a lot of just gross in the middle. There's not a lot of parity this year.
It's very true. And yet the NFL is so crazy because by the end of the year, even if a team has a 14-2 record or something like that, you can clearly see sometimes when teams are not playing well toward the end of the year, and all of a sudden a 9-7 team looks amazing, and that team can end up going to the Super Bowl. So that's why I love the National Football League for sure.
That means the Giants are probably going to win another Super Bowl again.
Oh, yay. Gosh, you're probably right. Ugh, don't let me.
So sad. Sam doesn't need any more Super Bowls. No, I deserve one. Maybe you. Let's have
I
it.
Do
Wouldn't
too.
That be fun? The Jaguars versus the Eagles in the Super Bowl. That would be
hell
crazy.
Yeah.
Like this, that would be awesome. It's not going to happen. But if that happened.
Not this year.
Like, not this year. No. Maybe one day. Someday.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. Saturday is Halloween. Yay.
Ooh.
I know, spooky. So yeah, I will not
that
be
was,
going
I guess that was a
to...
ghost. I don't know what I was doing.
It is spooky. I will not be going up to Charlottesville to watch UVA lose to Georgia Tech. One, because they're going to lose to Georgia Tech because they're terrible. And two, the tiny humans would like to go trick-or-treating. And so I could not convince them to go to see a bad football. They were like, no, we want to dress as ninjas, which they are. My daughter and son, they're both going to be ninjas. And we're having a huge Halloween party here at our house. And I'm going to be Alice from Alice in Wonderland. And my husband's going to be the White Rabbit. I tried to convince the tiny humans to be the Mad Hatter and the Cheshire Cat. They would not go. So they're going to be ninjas. Yeah.
Cool.
Yes. Do you have Halloween plans instead of what? Because you don't watch college football. You don't like it.
No, I despise college football. It's the worst.
So wrong, Ryan. So it's not the worst. It's so awesome. College football is great.
Worst.
College football is awesome. The Heisman, College Game Day. The College Game Day was at James Madison University, which is here in Virginia and Harrisonburg. And shout out to them. They lost their game. But those students were awesome. College football fans are the best because I'm one of them. We are awesome. What is wrong with you?
Nothing wrong with the fan. Look, okay, we'll get into Halloween after. I don't want to make this my college football diatribe, but I'll just give you a little taste. And if you have follow-up questions, feel free. But I hate it, and it's not because of the games, because the games are good. The fans are obviously amazing. There's a lot of really, you know, passionate fans out there. There's nothing wrong with any of that. The reason why I despise it so much is because of the mindless, stupid BCS system that was there for a while. And now the way that they say, oh, everything's okay, is by putting four teams in a playoff. Give me a break. So still, college football, the reason why I hate it, is the only sport in existence where if you theoretically win every single game on your schedule, that doesn't mean that you're going to win the championship, which I hate, because there's other schools in the FBS, like doesn't matter who, but they're thought of as lesser teams. And if they go undefeated, but Alabama has one loss or whatever, then you're going to put Alabama in and the other team has no chance. And it's dumb. It's in the NFL, in the NBA, in Major League Baseball, in college baseball, in college basketball, if you're Wofford or Florida Gulf Coast of a couple years ago, if you just win every game that's on your schedule, you could be the champion. And I don't like that college football just doesn't let people come to the party, so to speak. It's so mindless, it just bothers me. The one example I use every time, and I don't care, is in my backyard, is UNLV. I live in Las Vegas. I don't really care about the football program because I hate college football. But if they were to go undefeated out of nowhere, they never will because they've been awful. But if they were to suddenly go undefeated, that doesn't guarantee them a chance in the playoff, and they probably won't have a chance at the championship, which just drives me insane. If they go to eight teams, I'll probably start watching again and things will be fine, because theoretically they'll let – you know, these lesser schools that don't belong. And by the way, if they don't belong, then take them out of the FBS. Oh, it bothers me so much. I hear stuff about we can have five conferences, the Power Five, and maybe we'll get rid of the NCAA. I love that idea, because then you'll know who can play for the championship and who deserves to be there. And just get rid of the other schools then, if you're not going to give them a chance. You're terrible college football. I hate you. I'm sorry.
Wow. Do you feel better?
I do. I really do. I haven't had to.
Wow.
I haven't had to tell anybody that in a long time.
Oh my gosh. That was deep. You're crazy. I agree with you about the playoffs, but we have to start somewhere. We have to start somewhere. So let's start with four. It will eventually expand. I think I have a different perspective because, again, not that Virginia is any good at college football. I want to be very clear. But, you know, it's so much part of my identity as a Wahoo, you know, to go to college football games and to do all that. So that's fun, too. And there is, and maybe it's because I am part of one of those Power Five conferences. If Virginia, sure. I say this, and this really hurts my heart because it will never happen. There is a chance Virginia could go for a run and at least be relevant.
Yes, they're allowed. They're allowed in.
They're allowed in.
But not right now. God forbid we let Boise State play somebody who matters a few years ago. I've seen three college football games in the last like 6 or 7 years. Because the day I decided to stop watching was I was sort of on the fence about college football, and I was like, okay, maybe I'll give it a chance. And Boise State was playing TCU, and TCU is not in the Big 12 at this time, so they were a nobody. Boise State was undefeated, and it was a big game. They played each other, and it was a great game, and Boise State lost at the end because of a field goal or something. And I remember watching that game and going, oh, yeah, right now. Because this other nobody school that nobody is going to let in at the time, TCU, because of this game, Boise State, even though they look great all year, is never going to be given a chance. And I just remember watching that and being like, well, this is it. They were like the last chance for anything to happen, and it got ruined. And so from that moment on, I was done. I was like, if this team who looks good, at least good, just doesn't get a shot, then I'm done. I'm done with you. And I'm not doing this to try to get people to join me and like make a difference. You know, it's not going to make a difference. This is just my personal feeling. I can't do it anymore. I can't put any energy into it. And just so everybody knows, I'm not a fan of any of these teams. When I was watching college football, I was kind of a Florida Gator fan because that's where Fred Taylor went. So I'm mildly, you know, into them. So I would be a fan of one of those power schools, and I think they're doing well or something this year. But I don't even know. I can go off on tangents on this all the time. In the NFL, if the Browns went undefeated, obviously they're going to win the title, and it just but it bugs me. It bugs me.
I can tell. All right. Here are the games that I'm looking forward to. Well, I'll be honest with you. I'm getting ready for a giant Halloween party, so I probably won't be watching much college football. Yeah. If you're going to be watching college football, the game not to miss is 8 o'clock. It is going to be Notre Dame taking on Temple, which is one of the smaller schools, taking on a big dog, and Notre Dame comes to Temple. So that's going to be amazing. Both of them are ranked. You know, again, Notre Dame, they came to Virginia and they barely escaped, but ever since then, with the exception of Clemson, they played very well. They're a very good team. That's the game to watch. A couple other interesting ones. Miami will take on Duke. Of course, Miami just fired their coach, Al Golden, which I'm very sad about because Miami was one of the few teams that Virginia consistently beat. So now that they fired him, we probably will lose that game too. And Duke is really good. For coastal like ACC, the coastal ACC is the AFC South of college football, just to give you perspective, Brian. Then USC takes on Cal. Again, USC is without its coach. There's been a ton of coaches that have just suddenly either been fired or quit for various reasons. University of Minnesota coach actually announced today that he would be retiring immediately due to health concerns. Steve Spurrier from the University of South Carolina retired all of a sudden. You know, we've got several long-term coaches and lots of openings this year. So the entire like landscape of college football is going to be very different. And again, college football this year for me has been really lackluster. And maybe it's because I'm a Virginia fan and it's been awful. It's been atrocious football to watch. But, you know, overall, again, it's kind of like I just feel like, again, football's on a down year. It's just not a good year. For me, there's not been a lot of like, oh my God moments. So, you know what? Is it oh my God moment? And here's another sport you hate, baseball. World Series last night.
Hates a strong
Mets
word.
And Royals. Can I tell you how awesome that game was? How great this series is going to be? How excited I am about this series? Two great franchises, great fan bases, and they did not disappoint. Between Joe Buck's awful beard, kind of growing on me now. It doesn't look as bad, but I think that's Stockholm syndrome because I've looked at it so much now that I'm like, oh, it's not that bad. No, it's really bad. Like, it looks like hair that you would shave off in other body parts. And I'm just going to leave it like that and let you guys figure out what I'm talking about because I'm going to try to keep this PG so my tiny humans can listen to mommy later. So there's that. Then, Ryan, I don't know if you heard because I know you didn't watch the game. You were probably watching NBA basketball because that tipped off yesterday. But there was a huge power outage for the truck, like for Fox feed. So all of a sudden, like the feed went away. Kind of like the Super Bowl a couple years ago between the Ravens and the 49ers in the New Orleans. It was just like that. Only that leads you kept seeing people play. Like, they just completely stopped the game. They completely stopped everything. And then they had to go to, like, the international feed. And then, like, Joe Buck and Harold Reynolds kicked the international guys out. And they were actually really better, like, than the Joe Buck was. So it was very, very strange. A couple of other things that happened. Infield home run to lead off infield home run for the Royals, which was a huge mistake by the Mets. That was awesome. You know, again, this is going to be a series that really tests the Mets. Everybody's like, oh, the Mets just flew through the Dodgers, flew through the Cubs. That's because neither one of those teams played very well. So this is the Royals in 11 postseason appearances before last night only committed one error in field. They are a great defensive team. So I really think, as much as my heart, Ryan, wants the Mets to win, I'm agnostic when it comes to baseball. I don't have a baseball team, but my dad's a Mets fan. And I like the Mets. You know, I can appreciate them. But I have a feeling it's the Royals' year.
Well, yeah, any of my baseball affiliations lie with family and friends, too. So I end up, you know, not rooting because I don't watch. But, you know, enjoying if 9 to 10 teams win just because those are my friends and I don't care. You know, so I don't know any Mets fans or Royals fans. And, yeah, hate is a strong word for baseball. I just don't really like it. It doesn't do anything for me. But it seemed like an amazing game one. And I you can't help but see something on Twitter when you're if you're following any sport and people are just talking about it. And the power outage seemed crazy. And in a weird way, it's to me, honestly, that's great for baseball because it took people like me who aren't really going to watch, and it certainly made it intriguing with that happening, and the fact that the game goes so long, it seemed like a really, really great start to the World Series, even if I'm not watching.
It was. So again, games Friday night. It's going to be there's a game tonight as we're recording. We record Wednesdays. It'll come out tomorrow. So they're playing tonight. They're actually going to be starting in about 20 minutes or so as Ryan and I are talking. So we actually were going to tape this originally at 9 o'clock, and Ryan goes, no, I got to watch this game. And I'm like, oh, that's good. Cause I want to watch this game. See, Ryan, you're so awesome. But Friday night, the Royals will move the series to New York. And then they'll play game four, obviously Saturday. And then depending on if they need to play game five, it'll just depend. So just plan accordingly. It's going to be night games and, you know, good luck to these franchises. And so again, I'm kind of pulling for the Mets because of family, but I would not be upset if the Royals won. It's nice to be agnostic and not have like a team. Like, I'm like, oh my God, because, you know, especially baseball. I'll put it in perspective. Virginia got into the World Series of College Baseball this past summer. This was 2 years in a row. We were playing Vanderbilt, who had beaten us the previous year. And when your team's in a championship of like baseball is a game where every single pitch, it doesn't feel slow anymore. It's almost like it becomes a cocoon, and every pitch and every at bat is so important. Like, you're literally like your heart's pounding, and it's like a build up into a crescendo. And then finally, when the results happen, you're either like super, super sad or the most excited person on the planet. There is nothing like championship baseball, nothing like it. It's one of the best experiences as a fan you need to watch. Watch the World Series.
That is,
trust me, you love a baseball.
Great. You just sold it. That was awesome. You just made it sound extremely exciting. I applaud that.
It's like kind of like really good sex. You know, sometimes like you build it up, and you still might be disappointed at the end.
Oh, well, I don't want to get into why that would be the case, but that's too bad if that's happening for any of the gals listening out there.
Or pals, you know.
Or pals.
Might be on the girls' end. You never know. Or, you know, again, we're equal, you know, everybody's welcome here at Galpel Nation. I am very rainbow friendly. So, yes. So you were not watching the World Series last night because you were watching basketball. NBA tipped off. Yay! All right. I am not, I'll be honest with you, I'm not paying attention to basketball yet. There's just too much going on. I'm really focused on baseball. I like the NBA. I don't love it. College basketball is my first love. And that's okay. And that's okay. You, however, love you. So I'm like, here's the thing about you, Ryan. I feel like you're like a really chill guy. You got the cool, sexy voice. We talked about this. You're in a band, which they're playing. You're playing what? You're doing a Halloween show, right?
We are. You know, you asked me my Halloween plans, and I ended up yelling at the world about college football. Yes, my band is playing on the 30th, actually, not the 31st. If anybody's in Las Vegas, which is really Henderson, Nevada, it's really the same. We're playing at the Goldmine Tavern, and my band, we are playing a 3-hour Halloween show. We're all dressing up. Encourage everyone else to dress up. It goes from 9 p.m. to midnight. I don't know if I just said that. Goldmine, it's gonna be great. I do. I play guitar and I sing, and our band doesn't suck. That's what I like to say. I promise you.
They don't. I've heard them. They're on Spotify, and they're very good. And I'm not saying that because Ryan's on. I said this like off air many weeks ago because I checked them out on Spotify. Very good. Very peppy. I like them very much. And yeah. No,
We are called the Forget-Me-Nows. So if anyone is interested, please look that up. And if anybody gets the reference as to why we're called that, you are amazing.
Okay. I don't understand the reference. I just know the band's really good. If you're in Las Vegas and you haven't had any other plans. Plus, I feel like guys love Halloween because, number one, they get to be big kids and dress up and, you know, do spooky things. And girls are pretty much half naked.
It's really a guy holiday.
And there's like candy everywhere.
It's candy. Yeah. Eye candy, too.
Yeah. Especially in Las Vegas. Well, I guess every day is Halloween in Las Vegas. Every time I've been,
if you go to the strip, you're pretty much right. Especially with all the characters that are always out there.
It was Fremont Street that was more interesting than the strip. That was some downtown interesting stuff.
Is the place where all the locals go. That's the cool spot. And the Fremont experience is still like a touristy thing, but right off of that, and actually my band plays at a lot of these places, right off of the experience on Fremont, there's a bunch of cool bars and just places where everybody hangs out. It's the place to be.
Yeah. The last time I was in Las Vegas, it was for New Media Expo. That's where I was discovered by Pod Vader, and they gave me a podcast. Well, I had a group of guys. I was the only girl, as always. And then, so we all went out. We went to Banger Brewing, which I'm assuming you know what that is. Banger Brewing Company. And we drank beer, and it was delicious. So definitely check them out, too. Boy, you know, just go to Las Vegas. It's fun. But don't stay on the strip, you know. And then I saw, like, the cool, like, what was it, Container Park thing with the giant praying mantis, and it shoots fire? That was crazy.
Yeah, Container Park, too. Fairly new, and it's awesome.
Yeah, so lots of cool things in Vegas. So NBA, how excited are you? Like, I've never, so again, what I was saying is, you are like this cool, chill, laid back kind of, you know, can sexy voice. You do, you know, like chill. Also, all of a sudden, like cool, chill Ryan becomes like a crazy man on Twitter talking about NBA. I'm like, my God, who is this guy? It's like Jekyll and Hyde. It's like Mr. Hyde's come out and he wants to talk about NBA basketball. So go, Ryan.
I do. I love me some NBA, and I realize that I'm kind of a freak when it comes to it, because you said you don't pay attention right now, and that's 100% normal, I feel like. You know, if people don't pay attention to the NBA till the last few months, that seems to be a normal thing. But I was just getting really pumped for the season, and I love the entire NBA. As you know, I don't know if anybody else does, but I'm sadly a huge New York Knicks fan. And you know, things will look a little bit better, but I don't know about the playoffs.
No, they're not. It's so funny. No, they're not. Not as long as LeBron's in Cleveland. You're so cute. Stop it. Don't set yourself up for disappointment.
They're better than last year.
They couldn't get any worse.
Yeah, because last year I think we won 17 games. But yeah, look, it's disgusting. so
just,
bad.
We talked about this in your last appearance. We revealed this on the Knicks Fan Up special episode, and that you were a Knicks fan, and I was just horrified because you were also a Jaguars fan. Just like, Ryan, what the hell have you done with your life? You couldn't pick like the Lakers.
Lakers and Knicks are pretty much the same right now. So
that's true. That's true.
UNLV basketball is the best thing that I have going for me as a fan, and like their claim to fame was really before I started getting into it, and they made the Sweet 16 once in like the last 10 years, and then I started watching, and I think like a couple round one wins was my big claim to fandom. But the NBA, I'm just super excited and always glad when guys come back and they're playing. Like, we get Jabari Parker's gonna be playing, Julius Randle's gonna be back. I don't even know if this is an opinion that is I don't know. This seems like maybe it's a common opinion, but Andrew Wiggins to me is basically the next, I don't know, Anthony Davis, because Anthony Davis right now is the next Steph Curry, is the next LeBron or whatever. Just as someone who's going to be a super duper star, I really like Wiggins. I think he's going to be great. As far as teams go, my hates actually lie with the San Antonio Spurs, and it just, they're going to be great again. And it just, they're,
why does your hate lie with them? What did they do to you?
The Spurs used to be so boring, and they would win championships. And really, the reason why is the first year I started really watching basketball, the finals was Knicks-Spurs, and we just never had a chance. Just never had a chance. So they left a bad taste in my mouth. I used to like Steve Nash, and those Suns teams were really fun. And the Spurs would always win in crazy ways against the Suns, and they would just have such bad luck. And the Spurs would just keep living on and just don't die. But, you know, I completely recognize that they're great. I just don't prefer them. But the West is loaded. The East is not. You have the Cavs and everybody else, in my opinion. Even though they lost to the Bulls last night, it doesn't matter. It's 1-82. It's a long season or whatever, but I don't even know what you want me to say about the NBA. I love it. Do you want some finals predictions? What do we got? Just a little preview?
Yeah, we could do that. I will say the one player I'm looking forward to watching, of course, is Justin Anderson. He was drafted by the Dallas Mavericks out of Virginia. Yeah. And of course, I'm going to be following him because he is amazing. I cried, Ryan, when he announced that he was leaving early. Because could you imagine him with Malcolm Brogdon and Anthony Gill? I'm just so upset. No, I'm really super happy for him. He's such a great guy. He's such a great ambassador. You can already tell Dallas has really embraced him and love him. I think if they give him room and he's going to develop, he's going to be a monster. And I'm so, so happy for him. It's so great for me, again, as a college fan, particularly because I do love, I mean, you think I'm crazy on Twitter now? I become Mark Sitko crazy when it comes to UVA basketball. That's crazy. But I do. So just be warned. Like, poor Sam is a UNC fan, and he and I have already gone at it many, many times.
Justin Anderson is a two-way player, if I remember right.
He can shoot, and he's got a great three shooter. And, of course, because he comes out of that Tony Bennett system, you know he's going to defend really, really well. And he's just physically athletic. I mean, he's just a beast, and he's just, oh, my God, Ryan, it's basketball. Basketball's a great game, gals and pals. If you're not into sports, basketball's a great game to watch. It's super quick. Games go pretty quickly. You're inside, so you're not like in the elements. Basketball's a great, it's a great game.
I know people like to say, oh, you got to go to a baseball game, you got to go to a hockey game. But going to a basketball game is great because, like you said, it is short. It's like
and it's constantly moving.
Yeah,
it's a great date
it's
night.
It's really fast, constantly moving.
It's a great date night. So, yeah, absolutely. All right, predictions. I like that. Do you have any?
Yeah, I was just thinking here. The only prediction I want to make is kind of a little – it's not really a finals thing, but I know we have the Bulls in the East and maybe the Wizards and some of these other teams – the Knicks. No, I'm just kidding. Some of these other possible contenders for the Cavs, even though the Cavs are probably just going to make it again. But I really I've been thinking about this. I really think the second best team in the East at the end of the year is going to be the Miami Heat. And I think I would love to see a series between LeBron going against his old team and the Heat facing LeBron. I really just, they have, Wade and Bosch, who are experienced NBA champions. They have a championship coach. Then have Goran Dragic, that Whiteside guy who came out of nowhere last year. I like what they're doing. Justice Winslow could be a player. And I think that at the end of the year, we're going to think of them as the second best team in the East. So that's kind of my big takeaway as far as an NBA Finals. It's the Cavs versus whoever makes it out of the just battle royale in the West. There's so many good teams, and it's hard to pick against the San Antonio Spurs. And you know, the Warriors can make it again. And gosh, if the Clippers could ever just not choke away a playoff series, they're a good team as well. Honestly, it's the Cavs versus any one of them. I could stick my neck out and pick one if you want, but you can't in the West. It's too hard, and just the Cavs will be good for a long time.
I think that is a bold move there, Cotton. My God, yeah. Miami number two. I was thinking Atlanta. Yes. I was thinking actually Milwaukee.
Milwaukee.
Yes.
Milwaukee is going to be good.
I like Milwaukee a lot, actually. Ooh. That's kind of my sleeper pick. You like that? Okay. Sexy, isn't it?
Yeah.
I do know what I'm talking about.
Bucks. Yes, yeah. You do. Milwaukee, I think, is going to be good.
I just became Ryan's favorite.
Yeah, you make NBA sleeper picks at me. That's all the gals need to do for Ryan. That's not true.
And dress like appropriate Halloween costumes and provide candy. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I'm not going to lie. The Bucks are going to be good. I think they're personally, it would be really interesting if they are the number two team, but I think they're still a little bit away to get that far, like in the playoffs or in the standings. But I do agree that they are going to be a good team. I'm probably overlooking the Bulls a little bit, but I've just grown a little bit tired of them and don't think that they're going to quite make it. But yeah, that is my big thing is I do think the Heat are going to be a good team as long as, Bosch doesn't get a health scare like he did again last year or barring anything crazy. I have a high opinion of their team this year.
Well, there you go. Okay. Last item of business. Detroit Lions have a new offensive coordinator. I don't know if you heard about this. His name is Jim Bob Cooter. I have found a great article. I will include this in the show notes. Five things Jim that Bob. We need to know about the new Lions offensive coordinator. Are you ready?
I am ready, and I don't want to spoil it for anyone, but apparently I'm going to be disappointed.
Yes. Number one, this is really important. I have been laughing about his name, Jim Bob Cooter, because that is, I was thinking, oh my God, what did his parents do? His parents did not name him that. His birth name is James Robert Cooter, but he decided to shorten it down to Jim Bob. And it's not clear how long he's been going by Jim Bob, but he's had it since at least his freshman year of college. So it is a lifestyle. I love this tweet that they put in the article. Dude could have gone by James Cooter. Instead, he chose Jim Bob. That's a lifestyle decision. So that's that right there. All right.
I just need to interject because I'm actually not as disappointed as what I thought I would be because the reason why is you did tell me that wasn't his real name. And so I was going to be disappointed when it was like Steve or something. But the fact that his name is James Robert, those are both shortened to Jim Bob. And I'm just thinking, I think you made a grave choice because when your last name is Cooter, it almost doesn't matter what your first name is going to be. So he just went full out and went with Jim Bob, and it just works perfectly. So I'm still – all right. I'm still on the Jim Bob Cooter train, whatever that means. Maybe she can
– all right. Number two, he's only 31, so he's younger than me. I think he's older than you. Because I'm not sure how old you are, but I definitely think you're younger than me. So he's now the second youngest in the NFL, trailing only Washington's Steve McNay, who turns 30 in January. So there you go.
Wow,
number three. Yeah, that's super young. Like, that's ridiculously young to be a coordinator. It's interesting. Number three, he's a former Tennessee Volunteers quarterback. So he was a quarterback in Tennessee, but he was a backup. He only played in three games during his career, but at his time in Tennessee, it was actually what launched his NFL coaching career. Before coming to the NFL, he was a graduate assistant at Tennessee for two seasons in 2007, 2008. So there's that. He's been coaching the NFL since 2009. Let's see if I've got anything on here. He used his Tennessee ties to land a job with the Colts. Ooh, that does not make Ryan happy. Where he worked as an offensive assistant for three seasons from 2009 to 2011. During his final year with the Colts, Cooter was promoted to assistant offensive coordinator. And after 3 years in Indy, he served one new season at the Chiefs with the Chiefs, and then he made the move to Denver. So obviously Peyton Manning likes him a lot. And then when he was hired by the Lions in 2014, apparently Peyton Manning was actually really disappointed. So he said, yes.
Thanks highly, Jim Bob.
I know. He said, this is what Ian Rappaport tweeted about Jim Bob, that when the Lions hired Jim Bob Cooter away from the Broncos, Peyton Manning was very upset. He was a valued part of his preparation. So that could be another reason why Peyton's not playing as well. That's really
Jim Bob is the key to Peyton Manning's demise. Who knew it?
I know. All right. Number five. This is the most interesting of them all. He's been arrested twice.
What?
Yes. He was arrested twice during his time at Tennessee. In June 2006, Cooter was suspended indefinitely from the Volunteers football program after being arrested and charged with a DUI. Oops, kids, designated drivers are fun. And then in 2009, Cooter was hit with an aggravated burglary charge after he climbed through a woman's window, stripped down. What? Oh, my God, this is crazy. I should have read this before I got on air.
Yeah, but you didn't read this before. Okay.
No. Okay. In 2009, Cooter was hit with an aggravated burglary charge after he climbed through a woman's window, stripped down to his underwear, and got into the bed with the woman, according to a news source in Knoxville, Tennessee.
What? I'm looking at pictures of Jim Bob Cooter right now, and I could totally see that happening now.
Okay. Here's my feeling on this. This is shocking because I'm like, the NFL is already in so much trouble with women lately, with Greg Hardy and his nonsense. Oh, my God, his nonsense.
Yeah.
This guy's an offensive coordinator? What the heck? Someone's got some explaining to do. And that's all. And in the CBS article, that's all they list. I'm going to do some more investigation. Wow. But those are five things we did not know about Jim Bob Cooter. So that, you know what? His name now really fits him. That's
it
creepy.
It really does. That last one, is pretty creepy. I mean, I don't really want to read about it, but I kind of want to read about it to see, I don't know how that story could be spun any other way, I guess, but I almost don't want to believe it, you know what I mean? But I guess it's a police report and you got arrested for it. Yikes. Yuck. I mean, Jim Bob Cooter, your name sounds gross already, but that just made you even more gross, dude. What's going on? Football wise, we'll see what he can do with Matthew Stafford.
Yay! And maybe Matthew Stafford can find Megatron again. Yay! All right, Ryan. if Galpa Nation wants to talk more fun sports, see all your excitement over the NBA, where should they go?
You can go to Twitter at @RyanM_DrHands. That's where you can find me on the internets.
Yeah, appearance on my show, the Dr. Hands thing. We'll talk about that in a minute. No, let's forget about your podcast for a minute. No, the Dr. Hands thing, Ryan. Yes. I don't really want to know the true story. My girlfriends and I was telling you about this. I have a, if you guys see me on Facebook in my real life, I don't really talk about it on Twitter too much because Twitter, I'm definitely always Sports Gal Pal, but I do have, you know, regular girlfriends and we do other, you know, like shop for shoes and things like that. But I have a group of four girlfriends, three girlfriends and myself. So we make four, a foursome. And, we have something we call TR Tuesday where we go out to lunch and, you know, we do fun girly things. That's just what we do. And so when they heard the episode, and they loved your voice, by the way. Now, these are all, I'm the youngest at 35. I'm not going to reveal the other ages. So these are, you know, more seasoned women, more mature. But we all agreed, we had different theories of why you were called Dr. Hands. Yes.
Well, are you going to tell the listeners any of these theories?
Well, some of them we cannot reveal on air because it is we try to be a family-friendly show. So we're not going to do that. We just had many theories. We figured it's because you play the general consensus was it probably was because you play guitar and guitar players are hot typically. So well done.
thank you.
Next man up now. First off, when this episode is revealed, if the guys listen to this, can you imagine the things that are going to be said in Slack after this? Tim may break up with me.
I mean, seriously,
my flirt game has been on tonight. It just that's okay. I'm laying it on thick so that Ryan knows that I really appreciate him coming on. He was brave enough to be the first one up in the Gal Pal universe, you know, with this crazy experiment. And now like you guys have basically like you're stuck with me. I mean, I'm like the 34th super fan, you know?
Right.
Basically. Yes. But you can hear Ryan and all the super fans on Next Fan Up. It's on blogtalkradio.com/Next Fan Up. You can follow them on Twitter at NFU Podcast. And then also see all of their previews on their Facebook page. You can just search in the bar Next Fan Up. The guys are great. It's an awesome podcast. They are looking for a few super fan teams. So if you're a fan of, say, like the Redskins, there's a few others. I believe Seattle. I'm trying to think some others.
I think we are still looking.
You have a couple openings.
We did just get a Texans fan not too long ago, so that position is filled.
Except he has not been on my podcast yet, so he doesn't count.
Oh, I see.
Don't you think that should be a rite of passage, like for the next fan up guys, that they have to come on the podcast and deal with me?
Seems like it.
I think it should be a thing because I got all the other ones when they were all there. So anyway, again, it's Ryan. Ryan, again, thank you so much for coming back on, and we'll have you back on when we want to talk more NBA basketball.
Yeah, sounds great, and thank you very much for having me on.
Or when the Jaguars make the playoffs because the AFC South is that bad.
It's terrible. It's tough to even say out loud. I feel like I would be dreaming. So don't get my hopes up. Go Jags.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to the Sports Gal Pal podcast. And be sure to check out sportsgalpal.com.